we have to end b'chitayv, you know, that it's the way of our people that when something is completed, it should be completed on a positive note. The truth is that this entire series of discussions have been positive, and the whole nature of this kuntris, of this remarkable little booklet from Rav Zilberberg, is certainly on a very positive note. Last week we spoke a little bit about tefillah, about davening. That after all is said and done, the most important thing, or one of the most important things that we could do for our children, is to daven for them. And we spoke a little bit last week of Aharev Na Hashem Elokeinu, especially when we say in the morning Birchas HaTorah, to have in mind, and we learned that it's not enough just to daven, Vaharev Na Hashem Elokeinu, Rabbanu Shalom, make Yiddishkeit so much a part of me that it spills over into my children, that my children will receive it from me. Vaharev Na, meaning to mix it into my personality, into my being, so that my children will feel that, my children will be able to receive from me. So let's end. We skipped certain parts of the countries which really were those parts are directed more towards teachers, and it was being a bit repetitious to make the point, which we already made the point. So look on page Chaf Hey, Ois Tes Zayin. Yedua Mashakosav Mehabal Shem Tev HaKadosh Schusi Agein Aleinu. It is known what has been taught in the name of the Holy Baal Shem Tov. Abba Ata V'Kol Beis Chol HaTeva. Hashem is Baruch. Hashem told Noach to come with his entire household into the teva, into the boat. But the Baal Shem Tov taught that the word teva does not only mean an ark or a boat. Everybody here knows that in Hebrew the word teva also means a word. Right? It means a word. So what is the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov? Sherotzna Hashem is Baruch Shenachnis Es Atzmeinu. V'chol beiseinu el toich kol teva shel tefila she'onu mevakshim u'medabrim el Hashem Yisborach. That when Hashem told Noach, bo ata, v'chol beischel teva, come with your entire family into the boat, the Baal Shem Tov said that it means on a deeper level, come with your entire family into the words of davening. Bring your family el hateva. Teva here is hinting to the words of tefila. Since words are tevot, tevis. So the Baal Shem Tov spoke about tevis of tefillah and tevis of Torah. And we understand that even though these are two completely different things, a boat and a word, but as the Baal Shem Tov and his students taught, that if we are to save ourselves and our children from the great floods that are going to take place at the end of time, Noah had to live through a physical flood. And in many ways, the flood that you and I are trying to take our families through is much more dangerous than the flood that Noach survived. So the Baal Shem Tov taught that when Hashem told Noach, bo ata, Noach, come together with your family, el hateva, it means that in order to save yourselves, in order that you should be able to survive the nisyonos, the difficulties of this world, which is like an ocean, a stormy ocean, in order for you to survive, come with your family into the words. The words of davening are like that teva, that boat, that ark, where the whole world around was falling apart. And when a Jew davens, she has that boat, that ark, that miraculous little quiet private place that's called davening. And bring your family into the tefillah. Now, what does that mean? So the Baal Shem Tov said that whenever you daven shenispalal es kol hashachris, whenever we daven shachris, as much as we're able to say, many of the mothers, especially when their little ones, can barely, hopefully, be able to squeeze out, you know, a couple of brachas of Kriya Shmona and Shemoneh Esrei if they're lucky. Usually, someplace in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they're interrupted. But whatever you're able to daven, shachris, as kolah hahidos, whenever you're giving thanks to Hashem, in a bracha, whenever you're saying a Yehi Ratzon, whenever you're saying a tchina, whatever it is, as kolah bakoshes mi ma'ida'ani ad v'ahaya Hashem lemelech. Beginning from Maida'ani in the morning until V'haya Hashem L'melech, when you finish Aleinu. B'yachadim kol ha'neshom shi'esh l'neshachisimohem. A Jew has to daven with all of his children, with a husband, with a wife, with the children. Not together in shul. That's not allowed. So where does a Jew daven together with his entire family, a husband, a wife? Where could they be together by davening? That whenever you're davening, you bring your family into the words of tefillah. Kol av the second column. Kol av yispalel b'yachadim kol b'nei beisai. That when you're davening, when a father is davening, he should always have in mind to bring into those tefillahs each one of the children, his wife. V'chol malam meidin, if it's a Rebbe, a teacher, yispal b'yachadim, kol ha'yilodim shepikitoso. Then the Rebbe has an additional responsibility when he's davening. And this should be understood, and it should be interpreted in each tefillah. To bring one's students, to bring those who are connected to you, to bring your parents into that tefillah, into the boat, into the teva. Ha'ata chaynein shalom. When you ask the Rebbe Shalom, grant me wisdom, grant me understanding and intelligence. Of course, all the requests that we make in Shemoneh Esrei are for the Jewish people, b'chlal, for all Jews. That's why the bakashas are in the plural. We're davening for the entire Jewish people. But b'frat, you should think about and you should have in mind and bring into the boat of the tevis of the words those neshamas that are connected to you. That the Baruch Shalom should give the children the understanding to be good Jews. That they should be able to understand what they're learning. That the Torah should make sense to them. That they should have an additional measure of being of an understanding heart. Beyond just what the mind comprehends, to be able to feel emunah in their bones. To be Jews that have emunah. V'hashiveinu, when you're davening that the Jewish people should do tshuva, don't just think of somebody that you met that's far from Yiddishkeit, or some friend of yours, God forbid, whose child went off the derech. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. V'karveinu Hashem Baruch, bring me together with my wife and think of the name and of the children and their names. Kolos kol ha'yilodim. V'aslach lanu. When you ask each day, ask the Baruch Shalom, forgive me for my aveiros. Then you ask for forgiveness and think of your family. The Ahava Rabba, that amazing bracha before Kriya Shema, Ahava Rabba, Avtonu Hashem Elokeinu, Baruch Shalom, you love us with an infinite love. V'hoi ereinenu b'sarasecha, open our eyes to understand your Torah. V'dabek libeinu b'mitzvesecha, think of the children, think of their names. Think of students and their names. To open our hearts to your Torah with your Torah. And strengthen our hearts and fill our hearts with your love and with your fear. You always have to daven with your family. Because the Baruch Shalom gave you your children, gave you your family, parents, sister, brother, gave you your mishpacha. And you have an achrayis to bring all of those, just like Noah had to bring his family into the boat and save them. We have to bring our family with us into the tevos, into the words of tefillah. Im kol habonim v'chol habonis, our sons, our daughters, im kol haneshomis sheyesh lanu shayachis imahem. Those neshomis that for whatever reason we have a connection to them. V'zeh misayeh ima'oid l'kabel b'ez Hashem Yisbarach. And that will help you in a very strong and a very amazing way. To receive from Hashem is chadshus asuma, that your davening should have his chadshus, that you should be able to daven in a stronger way, and you should feel a renewal his chadshus. V'eslavus niflo, you begin to be more excited with your davening. Your davening is more relevant. Your davening is more personal. B'meshach kol hayom, throughout the entire day, u'befrat and particularly, kashem avakshem b'protus kol nesiyin shel yom zeh. When you're davening for all of the nisyonos that you have to go through in that day, and you know the difficulties that each day has, k'may shekosom ebnei esoscha v'yitzadikim ala posik ala nar hazeh hispalalti, which you all know, who was the one that said that? Ala nar hazeh hispalalti. Who said that? That was Chana, when she was davening for Shmuel. Now you know that as a result of a an avera on our level, whatever it means, something that went wrong with Shmuel when he was a child, you remember that he was supposed to die. And the Gemara tells, the Chazal tells that Shmuel Hanav, that Eli HaKohen was prepared to make all different types of deals with Chana. But Chana had one request, and she insisted. And that was, El Anar Hazeh Hispalalti. I didn't daven for the Vilna Gaon. I didn't give birth to Rav Moshe Feinstein of Chavetz Chaim. Whatever, I wasn't Zeiche. But I was Zeiche for this child. Well, Anar Hazeh Hispalalti, you know how long ago shall I daven for this child? This is my child, and I'm not mevater, I'm not prepared to give up this child under any circumstances. Even if you have some sort of an exchange program, Hashem, and you're prepared to offer me kings and prophets, El Anar Hazeh Hispalalti, I daven for this child, to have this child. And I've been davening while I was nursing the child. This is the product, this is the fruit of my tefillah. So he explains from the tzaddikim from Bnei Yisrael, she'ikah harachush shahayim umalamdim yichayim lahanik letzetzayim esalmideim hukayach atfilah shalahem. The greatest gift that you can give your children, even greater than a fantastic summer in camp or in Eretz Yisrael, even greater than any physical possession that a child could ever receive, is the tefillahs that we offer for them, and they don't even know about it. The greatest gift that we can give our children is our tefillahs, to pour our hearts out for our children. Kol bakasha shemavakshim avur hayeladim, every bakasha, every request that you ask, that you make of Hashem, for the sake of the children. Milavas oisam al kol yemei chayim, will take them through their entire lives. V'lachein kasher Eli HaKohen rotzul aseis lechana ben yoisetov. So Eli HaKohen offered Chana a better child. I'll get you a better kid. What are you so fast about this one? I'll get you a better one. Hishiva Chana el anar hazeh hispalalti. No one's taking him away from me. El anar hazeh hispalalti. There are many ways to help our children. One of the last things that we think about is davening, because we usually think, no, we would take our, we would run with our kid to a tzaddik for a bracha, but we think, it's not me. My tefillahs are not going to help my child. And you wait and see how he explains it's not true. Davke, and I once spoke about this in the Shia Ba'arichis, that which is referred to as the bris imohos. You know the difference, there's a difference between the tefillah here between a father and a mother. The tzaddik is talking about parents. But the emes is, between us, we understand that in this area of tefillah, the fact that it's been revealed in Tanakh that it was a mother that screamed, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti, for this child I daven. Not a child, and if there's a child that, God forbid, has disabilities of some sort, or is not the best kid in class, or is a little bit wilder than the rest, nevertheless the mother has to say, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti. And this was revealed davke through a woman. Because in this area, like Chazal tell us, it's a discussion in Tosfos. I don't want to go into the details. This is something which really requires much more time. There's an opinion in Chazal that says that we no longer have Schus Avos. Thomas Schus Avos. We can no longer rely upon the Schus of our forefathers. That's a very frightening thing, since that's what we depend upon. Because there's a difference between fathers and mothers. In this respect, Chazal have revealed to us the difference between a father and a mother. Because that opinion that holds that we can no longer rely upon the merit of our fathers, it's unless we are holchim b'darchayim v'oisim k'ma'aseyim. What does that mean? When does schus avos work? In other words, when does the merit of a father or the forefathers work? That's if the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren follow in the path of the forefathers. That's this opinion in Chazal. If they continue in that way, but it doesn't work for Esav. Esav also has a very nice yichus, everybody knows. Yishmael had a very nice father. So schus avos doesn't work for these people. Why? Because they chose to go in a different path. But as far as the bris imahos is concerned, the covenant that Hashem made with mothers. This is an important chiluk between a father and a mother, which I've often explained in longer shiur. The father will be waiting outside the delivery room, and I remember that my wife is here, she's a witness, that when our second child was brought out, so I was standing outside, and for some reason they brought me the baby before they fixed her up. Now usually, it's everything's already all cleaned and suctioned, whatever they do in there, and they brought her out, and it was still messy. And she wasn't so beautiful to begin with. And then on top of that, she became beautiful now, Baruch Hashem, but that first day, you know, it's not so good. But when they brought her out, I was a little bit taken aback. I never, you know, I saw maybe pictures of this, but it was a little bit, you know, so I said to the nurse, I said, you know, I'll fix her up a little bit. Wash her, maybe wash her something, take care of her. And then, you know, they brought it back nice, wrapped up in a blanket. That's when daddy likes the baby, right? Ah, Machaya. Is not daddy the father if it's a certain kind of a crisis? Yes. There's no question the love of a father for a child, of course. But when it came down to it, our fathers were not able to kretch out of Hashem a promise to bring us back, to bring the children back to Yisrael, v'shavu banim l'gvulam. You know who did that? That's only Rachel Imenu. Rachel Mavak al b'nei. Why? Because the difference is that a mother is not mavchin. The mother doesn't distinguish between the smarter child and the weaker child. The teva of a mother is to fight for every child, alanara zehis palalti. Adarabba, the mother has more koiches usually to fight for the child that's having difficulties. Whereas the father, the inyan of a father is a halich bedrochev, oisek amasov. As long as he follows in his father's footsteps, it's okay. But if the child is not going that way, so then there's a Chana who said, Elanar is Espalalti. Elanar has Espalalti. So the Kohen, Eliyahu Kohen says, I'll get you a better kid. I'll bring you a nicer child, a smarter child, a more beautiful child. So for a father, that might be appealing on some level. But for a mother, I gave birth. I carried the child 9 months. I gave birth to the child. Elanar has a hispalalti, I am not mevatir. Therefore, we have to understand that the need that a child has for the tefillos of a mother are infinitely greater than the tefillos of a father. Because the schus of fathers is weaker than that of the mothers, because the mother will not be mevatir with the child. There's a friend of mine who was learning in the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim at the time of the Six Day War, and he was there for something that's now become quite famous. You know, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim was the great tzaddik, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. And at the time of the Six Day War, you know, the bombs were falling very close by from the Jordanians. And it was a big tumult in Yerushalayim. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that everybody in the yeshiva, all the bachim, all the yingalite have to come to daven. So you can imagine, my friend told me what a hisiris there was in the yeshiva that day, crying and screaming. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz got up. Maybe some of you heard about this, but I heard this from someone who was there. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz got up and says, we have to go and daven. Not in Bis Medrash, we have to go out and daven. So the whole yeshiva said, was waiting to go. Where are we going to go? The Mekayim is Kedoshim, where? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, we're going to go to Yad Avshalom. Now, you know Yad Avshalom. Tourists go to Yad Avshalom. And they thought that, he told me that they started to cry. They thought that maybe the Shiva was so disoriented from the anguish of what was going on that he lost his mind. Yad Avshalom? Who davens at Yad Avshalom? People go take pictures over there. Yad Avshalom? So Chaim Shmulevitz started to cry, and this is what he said in the yeshiva. He says that Avshalom was a rebellious child. Avshalom was a rebellious child. He rebelled against his father. He led an army against his father. And yet everybody knows that when he was killed, one of the most moving psukim, the whole Tanakh, right? Avshalom bini, Avshalom, Avshalom bini, 7 times. My child, to try to pull him out from the 7 levels of that place. So Chaim Shmulevitz said that we have to go daven by Yad Avshalom. Because the mercy of the Rebbeinu Shlomo is even on a child who doesn't always behave so well. David HaMelech cried, Avshalom b'ni, Avshalom, Avshalom b'ni, for a child who rebelled against him. So Reb Chaim said that we're rebellious children. But afal pichein, in the schus of that tefillah for a rebellious child, Rabbi Yishlom should take care of us and pull us out of this Gehenim of what's happening now in Yerushalayim. This is the koyach, the special koyach of a tefillah of a mother. So let's go weiter. This is what he says. Hishiva chana lanaraz espalalti. I don't want anybody else. They brachas mitzadikim. There are many ways you can help your kid. You can go to tzadikim for brachas, v'chadoyme. Aval tefila is shel ima, but the tefila is the davening of a mother. She shavcha over b'na, that she poured out for her son. Zeh haruchush hatoyv v'hagolu b'yoyser. We know now, after reading this in Tanakh, that this was the most precious gift that Shmuel ever got. He never heard about it, man. He didn't know about that. You think Chana was like us, that for the rest of, you don't know what I did for you, you have no idea how much I davened for you. I'm sure she didn't say anything. It was between her and the Rabbi Yishlal. Yoisa mi brocha shal Navi Hashem. In other words, what did Chana value more than a brocha from the Navi of Hashem? Here you had a Navi that was prepared to give all the brochas of the world, but I'm taking this kid's going back to Hashem. This little one, Shmuel. And I'm going to give you all the brachas of a Navi. And you know what she said? Keep them. My davening is worth more to me than all your brachas of a Navi. Zehu sha'omra chana. Ani yoda sh'ata yuchal osisli ben yoyset tov. I know, Rebelli, that you're able to give me a child even greater than this child. But I davened for this child. I poured all of my koiches into this child. Kol hatfil sheshafachti nichnasu bebenze. All of the tfilas have entered into this child. This child is saturated with my tears, with my tfilas. You ask, and we were talking a little bit about this last week, how is it, you know, why is it? We don't know to say, you need a Navi to say. But for people like us on our level, with all the Yiddishkeit that's available now, and all the freedom the Jews have that they never had before in all of history that we have now. So where are the Reb Moshe Feinsteins, the Chofetz Chaims, where are the Lubavitcher Rebbe's and the Satmar Rebbe's, where are they? Because with all of the conveniences we have now, those tefillahs of mothers and grandmothers are not, in many cases, are not the same that they used to be. And we see with our eyes that this is a difference, that an amazing difference that's made in the lives of the children. Because those tefillahs become part of that child. And they go with that child throughout his life, throughout her life. They take the children throughout life. There's nothing that can be exchanged. Nothing is as valuable for the child as these tefillahs. Not the tzaddik's brachas. Those are all good. Of course, I didn't go to a tzaddik. But the tzaddik cannot say, Elanara zehispalalti. As much as the tzaddik loves every Jew, a mother for her child is something different. Elanara zehispalalti. I feel a bracha shall neviyah lekim en achiluf utmura letfilus abakosha shall avaim over b'neim. Even the brachas and the tefillahs of a navi cannot equal the tefillahs of a mother for her own child, of a father for his child. I just saw in a sefer last week a very interesting thing, because it turned out that this story that I saw in a sefer is about someone that I know. It's about the person that I, a very interesting person that I know. Breslov a chassid from Yerushalayim that's come a number of times to our community to speak to me about his projects in Eretz Yisrael, to raise money for his yeshivas. So I read in the sefer about this person who was a Baal Tshuva for many years, and he had very unusual hatzlacha. Anything that he does, anything that he touches, becomes gold.
He starts a yeshiva, takes off. He starts a cheder, he starts a learning project. This Jew, whatever he does, it has an unbelievable koyach to take off. And for many years, it says in the Sefer, they asked this Baal Teshuva, this Rav, what is your secret? What's your secret? So finally, he said in public what the secret was. This is what he said. Listen how interesting. He said that his grandfather was a Jew by the name of Zalman Oren. I think that's what the name was. Who was a Chaver Knesset. Who was a member of the Knesset back in the days of Ben-Gurion. That was his Zayd, his grandfather. And he said that his grandfather was a completely non-observant, somewhat anti-religious Jew. He said that his grandmother still lit Shabbos candles, and she had a Yiddish atah. Now, when the grandmother, he said, when my grandmother would light Shabbos candles, what did she daven? So she would always hear her husband, my grandfather, come home talking about his boss, about Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion is amazing, Ben-Gurion's a genius, Ben-Gurion's this and that. Unbelievable. So what did she do? So he said that my grandmother, when she lit candles, that was the best. She respected her husband. The most important Jew she knew in her husband's life was who? Was Ben-Gurion. So when she would light the candles, she would daven that my children should grow up like Ben-Gurion. One time, as you know, many of you do know, Ben-Gurion himself went to visit the Gadol HaDor, the Chazon Ish in Bnei Brak. It's a famous meeting. When Ben-Gurion walked into the Chazon Ish took off his glasses because he didn't want to look at the face of a Rasha. And when Ben-Gurion came there, nevertheless, the Chazon Ish spoke to him in a respectful way to try to help with the Matziv in Eretz Yisrael. Ben-Gurion came back to the Knesset the next day, and in front of the whole Knesset he said, I have never in my life met as brilliant and as saintly a Jew as that Karelitz in Bnei Brak, the Chazon Ish. So he says, my grandfather comes home and starts to say that Ben-Gurion can't stop talking about this Jew, the Chazon Ish. So what happened? So he said, from that day, so my grandmother said, why should I daven Friday night anymore? To have children and grandchildren like what? Like Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion holds himself to be a nothing in front of this Jew, the Chazon Ish. So from that time on, he says, my grandmother started daven that we should have children, grandchildren that are like the Chazon Ish. So he said that I'm not like the Chazon Ish, but that the grandchildren ended up doing tshuva, that the family ended up coming back to Hashem. He believes it's because of the tefillas of a grandmother who wasn't even Shoyim HaShabbos. But she davened that we should have children, that they should come out from us up as a Chazon Ish, something like that from the Chazon Ish. And it's this person then said, the Maisa was so delighted, you know. He has a tremendous amount of chayin. He always walks out with big checks wherever he goes. And he's on the level, 100%. Not for himself, checks. I mean, for yeshivas. He's an unbelievable person. He's like on fire with Yiddishkeit. And he told me some stories about his past, that they were kibbutzniks. I didn't know this. And I read in the Sefer just last week. This is the koyach of a tefillah of a grandmother who wasn't even Shemeres Shabbos. So for those of us who are thinking, my tefillahs, I'm not so frum, I have my own problems, there's a special koyach of Hanar HaZeh Spalalti, because the children belong to the mother in the most powerful way. And there's a principle in Halacha, sometimes we find that the Gemara Bava Metzia discusses this, sometimes when there's a certain decision that cannot be reached regarding the ownership of something, there is a very rare halachic principle that's applied that's called Kol Da'alim Gvar. That means, may the strongest one win. They fight it out. There is such a concept in Halacha. So, when it comes to a child, the mother is the strongest one. The mother is the strongest one. If God forbid a child is not well, a child needs siyata to the Shmaya, to bring the child into the tefillahs, the mother can win, because the mother has the strongest shaychus. Because Chazal tells us, that what is yours, what you worked for, is more precious to you than 9 portions of somebody else's. If you made a little painting, it's dearer to you than 9 other paintings from someone else. What you struggled for, and who struggles more for the child than the mother, day in, day out. Therefore, a mother has to realize that her tefillahs have this koach of being able, kivyochel, to defeat Hashem. There is such a concept, Nitzchuni Banai, that Hashem laughs and says, my children have defeated me. But the Baruch Shalom wants us to defeat him. You understand that? When there's something with a child that's difficult, the Baruch Shalom wants us to defeat him without tefillos. Nitzchuni Banai, the Chazal is saying, who has such a father? Who has such a wonderful father that he wants us to defeat him? The closest I can remember to that is when I would play, my father and I used to play when I was small, Friday night, every Friday night we played chess. Every Friday night we played chess. My father's an excellent chess player, and we would play. My father believed this was something that was good for sharpening my head. And it was a nice time we spent together. So we'd play chess, and I'd be making a very crucial move in the game. I was thinking about it for 10, 15 minutes, and I would make this move, and I would look at my father, and my father would go, he would not, no, it's not good, it's not good. He would look at me like, and then I would think a little bit more, I had my finger on the piece, and I'd move some plus, and my father would go, that's good. Only a parent, right? The parent wants you to, wants to be defeated by a child. It's chuni banai. And a mother has a koyach to be menatzach asir in the strongest way. Va'afilu shebevadai hoisem ispalelis b'meshach kolach adoshim haboy in the bottom of the page. Avala nar hazeh, he ispalo harbe, shonim lefneze. V'chol tefilu, the next page, v'chol tefilu tefilu v'chush otzim v'nifla. Even though she was davening for many years, of course, Chana. She only had the child for a short time, but this is the product of my tefilas. V'yev shalah hashem is a tefilas eilu. Afilu um tispalo lov kol hayom v'alayla mi'atav ad olam. Afal pichin l'rotzo lahafzit shum tefila. She was not willing to give up any of the old tefilas that she's been davening for all those years. I'm not giving up those tefilas. All those tefilas that I davened in the past for this child, I'm not mevater on those years of davening. I'm not giving up. Mikola tefila shispalo lo ad ato. This could help with shiduchim too, for the children. Even though we know that no tefillah is lost, and even though a tefillah might not work for this person who you're davening for, nevertheless, the tefillah can work for other people, for grandchildren, great-grandchildren, it can work for other people in the world, other Jews. So he says, nevertheless, he says, in tefillah shebikshu adam yilavosav nitok yidu yesh b'zahar b'dvar ma'amuk v'nakon with that right now, after parenthesis, ala chadchila rotzna Hashem shenavakish shenizki liras b'zgalus eskola p'ula shepolua tefillah shalonu. We have to say to Hashem, Rabbanu Shalom, I know and I believe that even if my tefillahs don't work for the person I'm davening for, that it's helping somebody else somewhere at some time. But Rabbanu Shalom, I'm begging you, I wish only well for all Jews, but I want to see my tefillah work with this person. Hareinu Hashem chazdecha. Ves yishacha titen lanu. Rabbanu Shalom, show me with this child the Yeshua. And I make my ishtal, if chalila, my tefillah doesn't work for my child, it should be for some other Yiddish, for some other child. But Rabbanu Shalom, show me the tefillahs working for my own children. Liros b'hizgalus es kol ha'pu'ulu shepolu ha'tefillah shalano. Al ha'odim sha'olu v'spalalu b'kashnu isam. We want to see the effect of our tefillahs upon the children that we're davening for, upon the people that we're davening for. Therefore, he says, on the right-hand side, the second paragraph, this is one of the most important principles in chinuch, in raising our children. To bring our children every day into davening. Not just a separate tefillah, not just before candlelighting. In all of your davening, to bring the children. And to think of them, and to say their names. To bring them into the tefillahs. Especially at the beginning of the day, that their day should be good. They should be matzliach. For instance, when we daven in the morning, and we ask Hashem in the brachas of the morning, Hashem, help me to strengthen myself, that I should listen only to my Yetzer HaTov, and that my Yetzer, that my inclination, my rotzen, my will should be enslaved and connected only to you. When you're saying that, Rabbi Shalom, help that my children shouldn't look the wrong way. Help that my children shouldn't be led the wrong way. Shouldn't see something that should mislead them. Shouldn't hear something that will pull them, God forbid, even in the slightest way, away from you, Rabbi Shalom.
Val Yitzurim Shalonu. And when we're davening for our children, we're davening for ourselves. Bein HaYitzurim Sheish Lanu B'Protest, whether it has to do with our own difficulties and controlling our Yitzur during the day. Bein Enu L'Vein Atzmeinu. Bein HaYitzurim Shalmida Shemisarim Bonu Ayideh Yelodim. When you say, Hashem, help me control my Yetzer Hara, help me serve only you, you know what he says you should have in mind? He says, that Yetzer Hara that I have that's brought out by my children, because there's no greater koyach to bring out from a parent anger and other midas that you and I never thought when we were before we were married. We never even realized we had such midas. But the children bring out from us with the difficulties of raising children. Bring out from us a certain type of smallness that we never would have believed. So we daven Rabbeinu Shlom Kayfes Yisrael L'shtabelach Aleph. Help me with my Yetzaharas during the day that I have stamazay with Narishkeit. Beis Rabbeinu Shlom, help my children with their Yetzer. Gimel Rabbeinu Shlom, help me with a Yetzer, that special Yetzer that my children awaken within me that I'm struggling with, that I shouldn't yell at them, that I should have patience, that I should believe that what I'm doing is the Melechus Hashem, that I should be fair, that I should be able to inspire my children. I should say good things to my children. I shouldn't be a Yetzirah for my children. I shouldn't be. A mother, you'll excuse me, a mother that doesn't dress properly, she herself can be a Yetzirah for her own daughter. Because the child can think, even though the teacher tells me like this and they tell me like that, but my own mother, who I know knows everything, and my mother, who's so wonderful and loves me, my mother herself wears a certain kind of a dress, or wears a certain type of a chmeisfos. I shouldn't be a Yetzirah for my own child. What about a child who learns from a father to react to something with anger? And the child learns from the father that this is how we react when you don't get what you want. You're angry. You walk around the whole day moping and upset. Rabbi Shalom, help me that my children shouldn't, God forbid, take these things from me. Help me be a better Jew, a better person, so that my children can receive from me what they need to receive. And not to receive the wrong things, chas v'chalila. Not to pick up the wrong messages, even though we might not mean them, we might not want them to be given this message. But it's very important to realize that every word that we say and the way that we walk and how we carry ourselves, and the children hear us on the telephone, and the children hear mommy and daddy, how they talk to each other. We shouldn't be Yetzaharas for our own children. We shouldn't be Yetzaharas for our own children.
The best way, he says, for us to know who we are is through our children. It's through our children we discover ourselves. And it's not always such a nice discovery. It's sometimes painful to realize. I thought I was such a nice person. And it comes out with the children. How many times, Hashem Yirachem, you have people that are the nicest people in the world, nice people in the street, but their own children have a difficulty with the parents. And to everybody in the world, they can be nice. And with everybody in the world, they have time, they have patience. But if it's their own flesh and blood, they don't. So who we are, we discover through the children.
Unbelievable nisyonis. We're tested in a very, very remarkable way every day through our children. The kids think of new ways to test us every day. Rabbi Shalom, help me deal with this Yetzer. We shouldn't fail. Which would be the opposite of what our Father in Shemaim, our Father, Rabbi Shalom, wants of us. And if we fail, which is what the whole end of this kuntris is about, sof kol sof, we fail. There are days that we fail terribly. Sheniskel es chazik miyad. Rabbi Shalom, help us to strengthen ourselves right away. And I mentioned to one of the chevra, Matzah Shabbos, we were talking about the shiur that I gave this past Shabbos. Children are very compassionate. Children are very forgiving and they're very loving, much better than us. They're very compassionate. If they see that their parents are sincere and real and mean what they're saying, they will forgive a parent for the worst mistake. But as I mentioned on Shabbos, what the children are unwilling to forgive is hypocrisy.
when they see a father or a mother who to the whole world is sweet and nice and Baruch Hashem, Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, like the Eibishte. And when it comes to them in the house, it's a whole different parasha and a whole different song that the parents are singing. The children don't buy it. The children are hurt by that. But if a parent cries and says, I'm so sorry, and I'll try, together we'll work on it. We'll help each other grow. Children can be very compassionate, can be very understanding. So we have to mechazik ourselves right away. You know what children are very impressed by? A child sees that the father has a little bit of a balkas, the father has a temper. Do you know how much a child also recognizes when the father is controlling his temper? The children learn a great deal from the father who controls his temper. They learn. The children are very much inspired by parents who work on their midas, who make a hishtadlus, who try to better themselves as Jews and better themselves as people. The children receive a great deal from those parents. I mean, I have one of our Mspalim, a student of mine from the community, who's tomorrow he's making Mitzvah Bris for his son. And I'm thinking, I remember, he went to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. You remember this, Mechaim? He went to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and he became, you know, really, really into the learning. And you know, he grew for a while, long pace, it was a whole thing. The parents are unbelievably lovely, wonderful people, but they weren't holding at all. They weren't holding by that. And when he came home, this was such an unusual story. It might seem to you very silly, but I feel like telling it to you. You know, the parents were davening in a different place, with a different kind of tefillah. And when he left there, I just saw that they told him in the yeshiva that, oh, you live in Woodmere. Go to daven in Esh Kodesh, because the people in the yeshiva know me. Go to daven by Weinberger. So he wanted to come davening by us. And he came to shul with his parents. Next, he came with his parents. And you have to understand, people that don't like me, their mamas don't like me. You know what I mean? Well, their mamas don't want to come. So he came with the parents to the shul. And I spoke to the parents. How are you? Shalom Aleichem, this and that. And I asked them, you know, what brings you here? So they said, our son. Why? Because he said that he was told that this is something special here, and we want to be part of his life. We want to be part of that. It sounds very simple, yeah? To me, what an unbelievable husband and wife. What a midah. Most people, it's not Shonis, he's going to tell us where to daven. Oh, he comes home off our front, and now we have to do this and do that. He's going to tell us, you know, that whole business. We were from enough for the first 20 years, all of a sudden, we're not from. B'chulu, the pride, the ego. If this is something that our child is excited about, we want to see what it is. Unbelievable. And they're having such unbelievable nachas from the children. What do the children learn from such a parent? About not having an ego. Not being stuck up. About being prepared to say, if my child is learning more Torah, let me learn from my own child. Could you imagine? Hafladik. Unbelievable, my son. That's what he says. At heichen hem ishtadlum l'sakenes amidus, afilu shem neiflum v'nechsholim. The children see the parents failed in something. It was a bad day. No. Therefore what? Aval hayelad rosh ha'ov ha'ei mishtadlim. He sees the parents jumping back. U'minasim, u'mischaskim, and they're strengthening themselves. They're trying to be better. We don't have to show, the children don't have to think that we're perfect. I mean, they know that we're not. But we don't have to make believe that we are. We can have imperfections, but we have to work on them just like we expect our children to overcome their imperfections and to deal with their difficulties. Afilum ha'av nichshol b'kas, if a father was nichshol and he got angry. Or b'diba b'gnusas, also he said something nasty about somebody. Or b'bitol daitom and halgai shal yochid tzibur. Or the child saw the father, isn't that just well, so he saw the father making fun of a different tzibur, different types of Jews. that he, God forbid, said something about these chassidim or those litvaks or this or these Rav Kook people. You know, sometimes the children hear the parents saying something about a different kehila, a different sibur, chas v'shalom. Avol kol hagosha shel ke'ev b'libay. But when a child sees that the father is truly regrets saying that, and he says, I never should have said that about those Jews, that was wrong of me, and he sees that his father is hurting as a result of that, he learns, the child learns from the parents something very, very important. A father or mother is trying to be mezgabra on the midas. Margish haben taken from a yad. The children feel this immediately. Much more than the father or mother even realize on themselves that they're trying. This is one of the wonders of Hashem, that the child picks up on this, on the parents' greatness, because they're trying more than the parents themselves realize. He says this is a miracle from Hashem, mikoyach bro kara davur, that comes from the strength of that reality that a child is a part, is a piece of the parent. He comes from the parent and he is sensitive to the parents' ups and downs. The child feels that. And he says, if we live with this all of the time, not only when we're actually in the house or in school with the kids, but we live with our kids all of the time, even when they're not here, when we're davening by ourselves someplace, but our children are with us in the teva, in the boat. They're with us. If you live this way, and think of them, and daven, and you daven to see that they should be matzliach. In kol halev and neshama, with all of your heart and soul. Hashem gives you and in addition to that, one other nekuda, before we're going to go to the next page, we'll skip a little piece here. One additional nekuda. When you daven for someone, you love the person more. You could try that. Let's say there's somebody that you're angry with. Let's say somebody you don't care for so much. Instead of just grumbling and saying Lashon Hara, if you include that person in your tefillas, and you try to understand why the person acts that way and goes through certain difficulties, and daven that he or she should be able to deal with her difficulties, and you daven for that person, you will see very soon how you begin to care more for that person. Al hanara zeh hispalalti. When you daven for someone, you're investing yourself into that person. Yagoylu rachamech al midasecha. When you daven that the Rebbeinu Shem should have rachmonis on a yid, then that awakens within you a sense of rachmonis for that person as well. And instead of being angry, you begin to defend that person if someone else says something. Just like you could be so upset with your kid, and you could spend the last hour saying you did this, you did this, you did this, and then you have some friend that says to your kid also, yeah, you know, your mother's right. And you'll say, who are you to say that to my child? How dare you? So very nice, my child's wonderful child. So the person could say, what do you mean, for the last hour, you're saying all these things to your kid? I said mamish one word. And now all of a sudden, that's not a piseichel. It's a good svar, a piseichel, that person is right. Why can't I join into the chorus of insulting the kid? Why can't I join in? Sof kol sof, I'm just mimicking you and I'm saying exactly what you... I didn't say anything that you didn't say. The teretz is, I davened for that kid. Yeah, I'm upset. I shouldn't talk this way. But don't you dare say a word. Because it's my child. And that's how the tefillahs work. That's how the tefillahs work. Turn to page Chav Zayin. The next page. Unisayim. We're going to take now, this shouldn't be more than 10 minutes. Unisayim Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach. Then he says, let's finish now. Shekamoy B'chol Inyan Shel Avodas Hashem. The way it is with every inyan of serving Hashem, with all areas of serving Hashem, whether it comes to Shabbos, whether it comes to Lashon Hara, whether it comes to proper relationships between people and so on. Even though there might be many times nefilas and yeridas that it's not working out and we, God forbid, fail and something goes wrong. And it seems to us that we're not matzliach, that we're not successful. Befrat b'shas nisayin, especially if it's a time of nisayin, and once again you fail that test.
and you feel that you're not matzliach. Rotzna Hashem isbar. It is the will of Hashem. Shenizka, that we remember v'nachkoik tamid v'li beinu, and that we engrave always in our hearts. Shehashem isbarach yodeya heitev, that the Baruch Shalom knows very well. Ad heichen hador chalosh ma'oid. The Baruch Shalom knows how weak our generation is. How difficult it is now, to more than ever before, to be a good Jew, to be a good parent, to be a good friend. Vad heichen koiches aguf ha'nefesh lanu chaloshim b'yoyser, and how weak we are physically and spiritually. V'kol machshove v'hargosh shon ezeichim lahargish is hakish loin. V'chol mashu shekoyev lanu. Therefore, even the slightest bit of pain that we feel, we don't have to throw ourselves rolling in the snow and fast for 2 weeks. The Baruch Shalom knows that we're so weak, and the slightest bit of regret and remorse that we have over mistakes that we've made. Kol mashu shekoyev lanu, she'enonu mishkuim keroi b'zeh, ve'enonu b'kiyim keroi b'zeh, harizeh chovev v'choshu b'shamayim la'ein shir. It's so precious and beloved in the eyes of the Baruch Shalom that we want to be better, and that it hurts us that we've made a mistake. Kol tnua, any slightest movement, kol ishtadlus, any effort shemishtadlum lis'alois. Nowadays, any slight effort that we make, any spiritual investment that we make into becoming better, lischazik b'melechus Hashem, to be better, especially in this area of melechus Hashem, of raising our children, of being good parents and teachers, which is melechus Hashem. Kol av, every father, kol aim, every mother, kol mashpia, every Rebbe, zoich al yidei kol ishtadlus, to even the slightest efforts, is zoich lahamshich mishamayim shefa shel brachas atzumas, is able to draw from Hashem unbelievable brachas for the slightest ishtadlus that we make. Befrat kasha zoichim shav kasha yesh nisyonis v'koshim, that despite all of the difficulties and the nisyonis, af al pichein mishtadlim mischazkim, nevertheless, we start, we try again. We start again. Rabbi Nachman Breslov has said that there was an inyan that he once worked on, a certain inyan, to be matzliachin. I don't remember the number, but I remember that it was over 700 times in one day, and it didn't go. And he kept on davening until he was matzliach. Could you imagine? And he wasn't ashamed to tell us that. I give up after 1.5. I'm finished. And that tzaddik, that kaddish, hundreds of times he was mishtadl, and it didn't work out. Again, nachamal. Is that unbelievable? Like that famous Rebbe in the Gemara that chazed the learning with that weak student 400 times, right? 400 times. So everybody praises the Rebbe, that the Rebbe had the patience to review with him 400 times till the kid couldn't get it. He reviewed the Gemara 400 times. But I think the Rav Moshe Feinstein said, the Rebbe's a great man, but that kid, what a kid. Certainly he grew up to be one of the Gedolei Yisrael. To fail at something and to start again. To be mischazik. To be mechazik ourselves, not to give up. Vein mispalim klal mehem mechsholos. And not to be mispoiled. Not to get meshugar because something didn't work out. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said once that any Jew who, after he has done an aveir, is not able to be mechazik himself and come back to Hashem, has never ever stepped upon the thresholds of my teachings. Meaning that the ikka of the Baal Shem HaKadosh said was to be mechazik oneself. And the Yetzirah after an aveir is stronger than the Yetzirah for the aveir. You know what I mean? The Yetzirah after the failure, after the bad day, after you screamed at the kid, the Yetzirah to give up is stronger than the Yetzirah to make the mistake. And the Iker Nisayin of a Jew is not the mistake. Sometimes the Iker Nisayin is, after the mistake, can you be mechazik yourself? Can you strengthen yourself to start again? Can you go besimcha and begin again? Ve'ein misrapim al yodim klal, don't be weakened at all by your failures. Ein lanu musag ad heichen zeichem al deis elas nachas ruach v'shmashmaim. We have no idea how much nachas ruach, how much joy and delight it brings to Hashem when his children fail and they get up and they try again and again. That doesn't mean we should plan that, Chalila. We have to try our best. But how much nachas ruach Because a parent gets that's not. That's the nachas ruach we have from our children. When they're struggling. Where do you have more nachas ruach? If you have a kid that's a natural, brilliant kid that gets straight 99s, everything is fine. That's a lot of nachas. Halavai Ulyan should have such children. But you and I know that it's the child that was getting 70s. And this year that kid broke himself to get an 80. What a nachas you have from such a child. What a nachas from such a child. That child was able to pick himself up and to push and to struggle and to get up again and to try again, because it's so discouraging to get a poor mark on a test. You had pretty good grades in college, but I remember that there was one time something went wrong. I studied the wrong thing, because I never went to class, and my friend told me the wrong thing. So I studied the whole wrong thing, and I walked out from the test, and the first thing I did, I called my father at work, you know? And I know what I wanted to retire. I'm quitting. That's it, I'm done. I'll go into my father's business, but as far as anything with school is concerned, I'm done. I'm quitting. The ikanachis of a parent is that the child starts again. So don't you think the Baruch Shalom, as our parent, has the greatest nachas to see us do the same thing? It's not necessarily the 99 student that gives the biggest nachas. That's all nice. It's not the one that's the tzaddik mufla that necessarily brings the Baruch Shalom the biggest nachas. How do we know? But when a Jew fails and he gets up and starts again, such a nachas is ein l'shayah v'ein l'tar, can't be described. How much the Baruch Shalom is close to such a child. How precious such a child is in the eyes of Hashem, and how many brachas He gives such a child. And this knowledge, this that we know, that the Baruch Shalom gave us children, gave us students, that we have the schus to be involved in this melacha that's called melechas Hashem, Hashem's work. It brings, that itself brings us tremendous chizik, that Hashem has chosen us for this job. That even the fact that Hashem has given us, let's say, a difficult child, this child is difficult, I am tkufa kash, or it's a difficult time in this child's upbringing. It seems to us that we've failed with that child, that we made a mistake. The main thing that Hashem wants from each and every one of us is to live always with this in mind. That every day of your life, if the Baruch Shalom gives you that child the next morning and you're both healthy and well, it means that He trusts the two of you to start again. It means that He trusts that both of you can start again. And that's why both of you woke up the next morning. Remember that we're His shlichim, we're His messengers. To remind ourselves, He gave us the kaychas that we need. In that way, we are always attached to the source of all brachas, Hashem. When we're attached to Hashem always, that means that we're attached to the source of all brachas. And when you live that way, then he says, your life becomes a life that's filled with simcha, with joy, with meaning, because you're attached to Hashem. And regarding Hashem, it says, Hashem is, with Hashem, there's always joy, there's always simcha. Because with you, Hashem is the source of life. And by being attached to the Mekor HaBrachas, we're able to receive all the brachas for ourselves and our children. Let's just finish another minute. The last thing he says, I must remind all parents. God forbid we should not in any way diminish the chashivas, the importance of every effort, of any effort that we make in this area, even the smallest effort, of bringing up our children. Machmas Tainus Ayetzer, because there'll be a Yetzer that'll come and say, Shabom Mamayb Cheshivas Alimut. The Yetzer will come and tell you, what are you going to learn? 5 minutes with your kids doesn't make a difference. 5 minutes. If you could learn 2 hours, like Mrs. So and so that sits with the kids for 2 hours, then you would have wonderful children. So, but for your 5 minutes, it's not worth it. He said, that's a Yetzer. Don't listen to that. V'hashmiya. Al eitzes v'yifanim adrochem etivim sabadisa. Any eitze, anything you could do to make it better for the children. Ayidei shetoyin lefarmim v'oyim lekalechet v'oyim eklevovah shemuvin l'poshet shedavakal l'dabar mizeh. Yetzar comes and tells you, yeah, sure, it's easy to talk about your children. It's easy to talk and learn and have shiurim and to listen to tapes and so on. But to be emerson, to do something different and to change, the Yetzar comes and says, you'll never change it the same way. Sure, I'm able to listen to the thing about my children when we're sitting here in the shul, regum, mishleivim, it's nice and peaceful and quiet. The children hopefully are asleep. Then we can have all these nice ideas, naitzis and chizik. Sure. But b'shas maisa, I can't do it. You know that in real life, the HR comes and tells you all the stuff that you're learning about and reading about and hearing about is all theoretical. But when you're home with the kids or you're in class with the students, it always is different. It's never the same as when you're at the shiur or when you're listening to the talk. Ulabalbal, the kids come, they mix me up, and they confuse me. I can't handle this. I need the Baruch Shalom's help. Let's dive into Hashem that at those times also we should have Yishev Adas. We shouldn't lose ourselves. We should be able to have Yishev Adas. And to be able to fulfill the job that the Baruch Shalom has given us the schus to have. Not to listen to any of these tainis of the Yetzirah, these claims that are made by the Yetzirah. Because all the Yetzirah wants to do is to diminish the importance of our being mechanech, our children. And to make it seem like we can't do it, someone else will do it someplace. Mitzvah Hashem will go to some yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, they'll make him into a nice Jew, but it can't be me. That's all the Yetzahara. Al Ritzayin Hashem is Baruch Shalom Nisbal. We shouldn't give up hope. Loin Nisrapa or weakened. Afilu Achri Shabar Lon Shiyatachin Shinita V'yatachin Shinizke Liyaz Matzom Shabahem Yeruz Hadvarim Baifin Yoyz Akashim Ikaiz. And it's true. We're going to be in bringing up our children. There'll be difficult times, much more difficult than what we're going through right now. El Aleinu Lizka Shiretzayin Hashem is Baruch Mitonah. That all Hashem asks of every Jew. To do a little bit of an effort. What we can do, and to try to talk to friends, to talk to Rebbeim, to talk to Tzaddikim, to try to find the Eitzis, to think of ways that we can make it better. That we should be able to approach this matter of our children with simcha, with joy and excitement. And the Baruch Shalom should help us. All the things he says that I've spoken about, that are written in this little booklet, he says they're all clear and they make sense. We will continue to ask of you. Help us live with all that we've learned. Not just to learn something and to tuck it away in the seichel and say something that I heard, but we should be able to live this way. And to become greater Jews once we understand these things. V'yesa behiris, with a greater understanding and clarity. V'yesa oimik, with greater depth. U'be'ike, v'yesa pnimius, in a way that's a more inner way, a deeper way. Sh'nitzke, l'v'ashe, v'yesa, l'v'avecha, that the words that we've learned in this inyan, that we should take these teachings and bring them into our hearts. Sh'advam yumenochim u'kvur m'libeinu tamid. V'alzeh anachnu m'vakshem keis kulon yachad. Therefore, he said, remember, this was not originally written. This was spoken. And it was transcribed from the tape and from the speech that the tzaddik gave. So he says, therefore, all of us together now, I guess in the Beis Medrash where he was saying this, he says, let's ask now, Tata, help us, Father, help us. Azor lanu, help us, shenuchel lekayim es melechus Hashem, b'nemanis, help us that we should carry out God's work in faithfulness, k'fima shashem es berach reitzim yitana, the way that our Father, the way that Hashem wants us to. And we should always remember, the importance of the slightest, tiniest little bit of chizik that we're able to strengthen ourselves in this inyan. Maybe we zeicha to believe that any little effort that we make now, in this area, that is able to pierce through all of the heavens. The Rebbeinu Shlom
should help us that this, these last few words of the tefillah of this tzaddik should be something that's on our lips and in our hearts, that we should be zeichem et Hashem to have lichtige yiddishe kinder, that our children should grow up and go the right way, and that none of the sounds of the outside world should disturb them, and they should have nachas, and they should see good in their homes, and we should see good mitzvah Hashem in their homes, so that we should be able to be proud. We should be able to hold our heads up high when we go with our families. Mitzvah Hashem should be very soon. To be makabel pnei Mashiach Tzakeinu, on behalf of myself and my wife, to wish each and every one of you a ksiva v'chasima toiva. You should have a good gebench here. Ma'alta l'chaim toivim and nachas. The Rebbeinu Shlom should have nachas from us, and we should have nachas from him. We should be zeichiv the gula shleima. Amen.